Complete copies of our new COVID-19 response framework can be found there as well. A printed version was also mailed to every mailbox in the community. If you have not received yours in the mailbox, please call the Six Nations Administration Office. For those specific information on our schools, please visit sixnationseducation.ca. Each of these websites has their own social media feeds, including on Facebook, where you can find readily available updates on the current situation. You can also find information on the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccination as we move forward into looking to vaccinate the community. I want to give an update that to date, residents and staff at Iroquois Lodge have completed their first dose of vaccination along with Six Nations paramedics. Vaccinations for Jay Silverhill residents and staff began this week as well. COVID-19 vaccination priority list will be presented to our elected council on Monday. So please keep an eye out for more information on how and when the rest of the community can expect to receive their vaccinations. I want to thank the COVID Vaccination Task Force for working so hard on distribution logistics, staffing, and determining which of our vulnerable members needs the vaccination first. Please be assured and have faith in knowing that they are working diligently to ensure that each Six Nations member receives their vaccination. And please be sure to only take and receive vaccinations from one of our trusted health officials. Vaccinations from any unofficial sources can't be trusted. Please report any unauthorized sales or offers of COVID-19 vaccination to Six Nations Police. And I repeat, unauthorized sales or offers of COVID-19 vaccination to the Six Nations Police. In the meantime, please continue to practice the core health and safety recommendations, including stay at home if you are sick and report any symptoms to Six Nations Assessment Center. Keeping commonly touched places clean and disinfected, including your own body and hands. Practice social and physical distancing. Avoid touching your face and transferring germs. Practicing nose and mouth etiquette by coughing and sneezing into your elbow or a tissue and making sure you throw away any used tissue in the garbage. I would also like to now take this opportunity to personally thank the entire community for all the sacrifices and their dedication to the health and safety of our community. This pandemic has caused us to take a pause and consider who the true heroes in our community are. We've been rightfully recognized, and sacrifices of our police, nurses, public health officials, and some unsung heroes that have all been our communication staff. For much of this time, the team has basically been two people, and we have been working day and night with elected council, our emergency control group, and other staff to ensure that you receive the latest fact-based information specific to Six Nations of the Grand River. They have built websites, newsletters, press releases, COVID-19 health and safety guides and documents in record time, serving as an anchor for much of our community's COVID-19 response. I would like to thank the entire team, including Candace Lickers, Jody Hill, our communications officer, and webmasters, respectively. I hope you wish them the same, and if you have a chance virtually, of course, to do so. Recognizing the sacrifices of all they do, the elected council and Six Nations of the Grand River Management has allotted resources to expand our communication team over the past few months. This fall, we welcomed a new Director of Policy, Directors, and Communication, Dwayne Jacobs. Since then, we have also welcomed a new graphic design designer, Courtney Watts, and communication assistant, Katie Montour. The expansion of this talented team of Six Nations communicators reflects our elected council and our elected chief and council's own commitment to improving communications throughout the entire community. We are putting together strategies and procedures using the lessons we have learned from our world-class COVID-19 response so that we can look towards recovering and healing together and as effectively as possible. We are coming up with new and innovative ways to inform and engage the community on all of the work our elected officials and staff are doing every day. An example was this week. This week's live streaming of the update on global solutions from Phil Montour, an accumulation of decades of ongoing work towards selling our unresolved land claims and finding justice for our stolen, mistreated, and mismanaged lands. You have also seen the live stream of our regular council and committee meetings. As we look to the future, we'll be exploring and implementing ways of communicating with the community through digital and traditional media channels to make sure we are reaching as many of our community members as possible. We recognize the role of improving communications can play in building unity amongst the entire Six Nations community. We take pride in the work we do and hope you will as well. And like the chief does every week, I want to extend my gratitude and appreciation to our local radio stations for allowing us to continue to improve, to provide the community with these regular updates. Six Nations has two local radio stations, are another important element of our community's ability to gather and share information, strength and courage, and build unity amongst ourselves. And finally, I just want to give an update on the situation occurring with the land defenders in Caledonia. It is council's received information, and it is our understanding that the roads have been turned, some of the roads have been turned over for assessment, and we'll be looking for further updates on that assessment in the week to come. So stay tuned next week, and we'll have more information on that. Until next Friday, Six Nations, together, let's stay as one, stay safe, stay healthy, take care of each other in 2021. Now go.